Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe & Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. Live from the Ed Moore Sawgrass Cadillac Studios, Ed Morse has more. Visit edmoresawgrass.com. This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Aaron Ekblad, thanks for on the bar, Cobb. He'll drive it down to our left. Deep in the Islanders zone, Nick Leddy there first. The defenseman passes one along. Can't
clear shot. They score. Keith Yandle intercepts the pass, and the puck's put into the back of the net. The Panthers have a 1-0 lead.
Bailey down to Tavares. Tavares tries to work away from Colton Seager, who does a good job sticking to Tavares. A pass to the line finds Pellick across. Leddy far side puts it out in front. A bouncing puck. Bailey there for the Islanders. He's got it on his backhand. Centers in front of the net. Shot. They score. Neutral zone finds McGinn. 5 minutes, rather, into the third period of play. Puck goes deep into the Islanders' zone, out in front. They score! Dennis Mulgan on a bang-bang play, and the Panthers have tied this game at 4. Needs to score for the Panthers here to keep it going. Huberdeau cuts into the slot. Huberdeau makes a move, but he's stopped by the right pad of Halak, and the Islanders win this one in a shootout, 5-4 the final.
Third down and 11 at the Pittsburgh 15-yard line. One deep safety for the Steelers, standing at the 1-yard line. Dalton in the shotgun with two receivers left and one right. Corner blitz coming. Dalton throws for Green.
Yeah.
Caught
yeah.
at the goal line.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Cincinnati,
yeah.
as the Bengals beat the corner blitz and hit A.J. Green for his second touchdown of the first half.
Second and 10 at the 35. Ben in the shotgun gets the snap. He's back. He waits, he pumps, and he checks it down. Bell up the left sideline, inside the 30. Does a little hop step to the 25. Oh. He's out of bounds where?
I don't know.
Touchdown!
Touchdown.
He
didn't
never
step out
was
of bounds.
Out of bounds.
That's why I said I didn't know. He didn't step out of bounds.
35-yard touchdown on a check down from Ben to Le'Veon Bell, who somehow stayed in bounds. Steelers first and goal at the 7. Trailing by 7. Ben gets the snap. Throws for the goal line. And that's a touchdown in the back of the end zone.
Oh, and that's a shot to the head.
Yep, and it was Antonio Brown, and he's still down.
And he caught it, and he caught it. But he is, to quote the great Keith Willis, he's been knocked guinea goo goo.
Iloka hit him as he caught the ball, and guess what? He stood up after he got it back to his senses and slammed the ball down on a spike. Boswell trying to win the game. Kanadeh snapping. Barry holding. Ball on the right hash. This is a 38-yard field goal attempt. The ball is on its way. That kick is long enough, high enough, and that kick is good. And the Pittsburgh Steelers climb from the grave and win a football game that at one point looked like the impossible. And the Steelers now with their 10th win of the season. And the Bengals pretty much out of it at this point.
Yeah,
final score, 23-20, Pittsburgh.
Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. Three quarters of the way through the season, and Pittsburgh and New England have the best record in the AFC, both
yeah.
with 10 wins. I guess
no surprise.
Yeah, none at all,
the
right?
The biggest surprise is the other side of the NFL, the NFC. Minnesota, the Rams, Philly, and the Saints, 1-4.
Great stories.
Unbelievable.
Great story, but that's good, man. It's so good for the game to have some new teams in there that are playing well. Minnesota's basically down to what? Their third quarterback.
Case Keenum.
Playing
right
great.
Now, and the number one Minnesota Vikings in the NFC.
They've just got a lot of good stories. Find out if the Rams are for real. Are they going to win that division? Can Seattle catch them over these next four games? NFC's good. It's going to be fun. And by the way, there's a few teams, which is good for business. Obviously, Philadelphia's playing out of their mind.
Yeah, Philly, the 2 seed right now in the NFC. LA, the 3 seed. New Orleans, the 4 seed. Then the 5 and 6 are your normals. Seattle and Carolina.
Yeah.
5 and 6.
Well, we'll see how that all plays out. And last night, if you missed the Monday night football game, the penalties, Cincinnati had 13 penalties for 173 yards.
Ugly.
It was physical. It was chippy. There are going to be a lot of fines. A lot of people probably saw Vontaze Burfict get lit up. Never saw it and looked like, I didn't realize,
Juju,
I thought he took it in the gut. Might have took it on the chin, too.
Yeah.
Some of it.
Chest and chin. Yep.
So, anyway, he got knocked out of the game.
Oh, they're showing the bad hits now on
they
SportsCenter.
They tried to knock Antonio Brown out of the game last night. He took a helmet to helmet. It was physical, and it was old school, because the old crackback blocks were legal. And, I mean, he dipped his shoulder. Oof.
Juju Smith-Schuster just laid him out. And then in the end of the game, in the post-game press conference, or in the locker room, I guess you could say, literally, Antonio Brown, while Juju's talking to the media, karma!
Yeah, he karma'd him. Right.
Goodness
gracious.
What
goes around comes around, man. And that's what happened.
There's a bad. I mean, there's a good. It's good for TV.
I thought that was Baltimore and Pittsburgh. I didn't realize Cincinnati, who, by the way, in the bigger picture, they were up 17-0 and lost that game to Big Ben, and just choked it away in the fourth quarter as the Steelers come all the way back and win that game. We got so many different things going on here. Gronk, by the way, should miss a game at least.
Correct.
And I'm with Brian Billick on this. Like, what are you appealing? You friggin' jumped on a guy and hit him with a forearm at 265 pounds. He was lying stomach. He had his head down as you slammed him. Like, what'd you think was going to happen? The league was just going to go, oh, don't worry, Gronk. You're really good. We'll give you a $10,000 fine and see you next week.
Yeah, no big deal. No big deal.
This is a great opportunity for the Dolphins. Because it's going to be a drop-off from Gronk to the rest of those guys. You have got to take advantage of this. You do.
They can't cover tight. They have a hard time covering tight
no,
ends.
No, well, they've had a hard time. But the Gronk thing the first time around, he got isolated one-on-one, and we had just bad matchups.
Yeah. Well, it's a bad matchup no matter what.
Well, yeah, he's a tough matchup.
He's a tough matchup regardless.
He is, and when he can just run into you and they don't call stuff and he can get physical running his routes, you're done.
He's 265, 270 pounds. He's 6'5".
But
he's a mismatch for just about everybody in the league.
So anyway, no Gronk as of right now.
I'll take it.
Now I'm doing the same thing. As of right now, because the appeal, and I never know what this commissioner's going to do. I never know.
He's going to get the appeal.
The rules and regulations, like, there's no consistent book. So we'll find out if that gets overturned. I don't think it will. And people are going to be pissed if it is after what he did.
If Gronk plays Monday night against the Dolphins, there's going to be an uproar from people around this league. There's going to be an uproar from other players. Other players are going to comment on this.
When,
how Gronk
when you're talking about CTE and all the helmet to helmet, and you're trying to get rid of that, and you have a guy just and by the way, one of your best players, that was a real cheap shot.
Yep.
Like that was bush league. Yep. Like Gronk really, and we got this love affair with everything Gronk does, and Gronk does it, and Gronk this, and Gronk that, and Gronk is cool when he takes his shirt off and is drunk and humping chicks and all that stuff. It's Gronk being Gronk. It's harmless. Listen, what he did the other day was not harmless. His ass needs to pay.
Yeah. One game suspension, that's fine. And if that's what the league threw down, he's got to go through it.
And then I love this one. Well, he's apologized. Well, does that make the guy that got hit any feel any better?
No.
That he apologized?
Mm-mm. Just one game, sit it out, don't say anything,
and
come
I'm
back
not,
a week after.
I'm not, yeah, Zach, and I'm not, oh, he should be kicked out the rest of the year.
No. If he got a one-game suspension, sit it out.
That's a big deal. You only get 16 checks. That's a lot of money. That's for Gronk. That's probably,
I think it's 300 grand or close to
it. Is that what it was? $289
or something. But the bigger thing was, and they were going through it yesterday, I think, on NFL Network, it's the game check, which is somewhere less than 300 grand, which is very nice to start off with. But he's also very incentive heavy, the contract. So missing a game, the touchdown total at the end of the year, every like 3 or 4 touchdowns is like another $1 million.
Yeah.
So like him missing one game.
He got a lot of incentive to make up some
money. A lot of incentives, yeah. So he'll miss one game, not get a touchdown here, and it could cost him at the end of the season, you know, $1 million or $2 million for not having a touchdown or two in this game.
Yeah.
Especially against Dolphins who can't cover tight ends.
Well, listen, and so no Gronk, and the other story coming out is with this Eli Manning getting the last laugh, getting his job back, won't have to look over his shoulder, going to be the starting quarterback, as the owners came out yesterday and said, Ben McAdoo, head coach, out. Jerry Reese, you're out, general manager. The team's 2-10. I figure he was gone. I mean, listen, it's been bad. Guys, he's had to suspend guys, not showing up. I mean, just ridiculous stuff. Guys,
he lost the locker room weeks ago.
Yeah, it's
just, I mean, this is not like something that just happened over the weekend. And not only that, but if you're the Mara family, how bad does this look for you that your franchise quarterback was just benched last week and now he's going to start again and you fired your coach and GM anyway? Like, you could have handled this whole situation better. Let Eli play it out. Fire the GM and the head coach and go from there.
I think they're just – the reason the owners came out and did this
– because of how bad that looked?
The criticism.
Of course.
The New York criticism.
Players around the league.
Eli Manning, you did this to Eli. Yeah. Like, you're not going anywhere and you decide to bench him. Like, what? So you can play your first
– Smith.
For your first round, for Geno, not for a first round quarterback that you're trying to get ready to play.
Davis Webb wasn't even active last week. Eli was the backup.
Yeah,
like it's ridiculous.
Just a bad look for a team that.
Giants spent a lot of money the last couple of years on free agents. They don't want a season like this.
They did. By the way, spent a lot of money on that defense and got a bunch of guys and got some really good players. But I'm always amazed for a team that's been around a long time, it's considered to be one of the classiest teams and a well-structured organization, right? The Giants, I mean,
yeah.
they're pretty damn good. Like, how they could be this bad. Somewhere between the head coach and the owners, people aren't on the same page with this thing. It's hard to imagine. It really is. So, anyway, we've got that. And then we got Crazy Dad. For all you crazy dads out there, if you happen to be one, don't worry, you can't match LaVar Ball. It just gets worse.
Every day.
He's a real crap show.
Yeah, of course he is. Been saying this for months.
The latest is LiAngelo, who's at UCLA, who just got in trouble for shoplifting in China. He thought the punishment was too hard by UCLA. He thought it was unfair. He didn't think it was a big deal stealing stuff in China. So he's taking him out of school. Going to get him ready for the NBA.
Yep.
Like, he's nuts.
He's nuts, Joe.
For a while, it's brilliant marketing, what he's doing for their brand of shoe. What is that again?
Big Baller brand.
Big Dummies brand is what
it is. Looks like it now. You know the happiest guy is today, right? Steve Alford. Head coach UCLA.
Oh, get rid of that. I'm out of the Ball family right now.
They're done because the younger son's not going to go there now. They're not going to reach out to him.
And by the way, how much are the Lakers going to take, like LeVar? You're sitting here talking all this trash, don't like the way we do things and everything else. Maybe you should work on your kid's shot. It's horrible.
Agreed.
Not only is it bad form, it's just a bad shot.
Yeah.
Shooting about 30% from the field?
Yeah, about 30, man.
About 30, man. I don't think I'm exaggerating too much on that.
No.
Anyway, LaVar Ball. I'm always waiting for the LaVar Ball lovers. Like, oh, he's genius. He's brilliant. I want to see the idiots that come out and defend LaVar Ball now.
Yeah, it looks bad. Just bad.
Like,
for the
I'm
whole
taking
family.
My kid out. You guys making a big deal about this thing in China. It's no big deal. Really. I'd like to see, LaVar, you go over and shoplift a couple of things and see what they do to your ass.
How about as of yesterday at 4:31 p.m., Jeff Goodman from ESPN tweeted out, LaVar Ball also said that he has yet to inform the UCLA coaching staff that he is pulling LiAngelo from the team. Quote, I haven't told any of those guys, LaVar told ESPN. They didn't tell me anything, so why am I going to tell them? I mean, this guy's got some serious issues. Serious issues.
His act's getting really old, too. It really is.
Yet they still put him on TV, and they still put him on ESPN.
I'd like to see
one
of his kids go, no, I'm staying here at UCLA. I'm going to finish this, and I'm going to show everybody I can play, and I want to play here.
Well, I mean, the middle son's not so good at basketball.
No, he's not very good. That's the other part. I want to see
the younger one we heard about.
I want to see if he's a one and done-er.
Yeah.
Hey, Zach, we got to take a break here, man. We've got some. We got
Craig Mish coming up next.
Craig Mish can join us. We got to find out what is going on with Giancarlo Stanton in the trade. Is it the Cardinals? Is it the Giants? Is it the Dodgers? Who's next? Winter meetings right around the corner. We'll get caught up on everything with Craig coming up in just a moment. But first, got to tell you about Choice Mortgage Bank and my man, Michael Kotze. Michael Kotze, you're really good at what you do, man. Boy, if people out there, either new in town, don't have a mortgage banker and you need one, or you're going through mortgage banker frustration, used a friend, and that friend, even though they're nice and fun to drink with, they're not very good at what they do and they can't get you approved. You want instant approvals. You want to get even approved on a weekend. You can get a hold of Michael Kotze on a weekend, and he can get you approved on a weekend so you can find something and actually put in whatever you want and get it. How good is that? You found a home you like. Be able to get it right there. That's how good this guy is, man. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage Bank, going to get you the lowest rates, knowledge of every mortgage, instant approvals, and he wants you to have his cell phone number, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. His name is Michael Kotze. This guy is good. He's been doing this since 1994, the AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166254, Michael Kotze. Kotze, you are really good, and you're looking for a mortgage banker. You'll love them. 561-441-2730. Well, Zach, we've been talking about this. And
take me out to the ball game.
Let me keep my best power hitter.
Well, I like that.
I don't care what he costs. I want him in right field.
That's it? That's all you got?
I don't want to take away from Craig Mish, National Sports Radio
host.
Let's
let Craig finish the
song. For Sirius XM. Craig, good morning. How you doing, Craig?
What's going on, guys? Zach, Mazel Tov, congratulations.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Craig, yeah. You're a machine-breaking son of a gun on all this stuff going on with the latest with Giancarlo Stanton. Will he be traded before we even get to these winter meetings in a few days?
I reported that he would, so I'm hoping that he will, or else I'll be wrong on that. But I was told that this is coming down soon. We're waiting on whether or not the Dodgers are going to get seriously involved in the conversation. And if they do, then I think he'll end up a Dodger. And if not, then potentially a Giant or a Cardinal. It looks like those are the only three teams right now that are in the mix for him.
I'm guessing, and Craig, this is between the lines, he doesn't really want to go to the American League, and he's afraid of being a DH. You agree with that?
I don't think he wants to go to a bad team. That's the only thing that I've seen so far in terms of some of the requests and some of the things that I've learned. He doesn't want to go somewhere. He wants to compete. He wants to play for a World Series, and I think the competitiveness of him is way understated at this point. I think geography is somewhat involved in it. I think winning is number one for him based on everything I'm hearing. So in terms of the American League so far, let me think of what I mean, it's not impossible, but it seems unlikely.
Craig, from a PR perspective, this looks terrible. But from a baseball perspective, is this the right thing to do for Jeter and Sherman, is to get rid of Giancarlo?
Of course it is. It's absolutely the right move. And it's not the right move for Giancarlo Stanton on maybe 20 other teams in Major League Baseball, but it's the right move on this team. And Jeter, I think, for some things, and we can get into it, maybe deserves some criticism, but this is not one of them. The way that this team was left in terms of salary is so far beyond teams that are even competitive. Their payroll would be $140, $150 million. It can't be sustained. It's not Jeter's fault. And they have to take down this payroll and get it into a position where they can go the route of what the Cubs have done and what the Astros have done, which is lose hundreds of games for years, which is not going to be popular. And of course, no one's going to like to hear it. That's what needs to happen. And then they need to resurface in a couple of years with the right guys now who are running this organization.
All right, so saying all that, and by the way, we do agree, this thing was left a mess. Anybody that's followed this team knows the minor league system is empty. And they got some bad contracts on their big team. How many of these guys, this is not just going to be Giancarlo Stanton, how many other guys could be on other teams here when it's said and done?
They're going to trade D. Gordon after they trade Stanton. They're going to, in my opinion, trade either Ozuna or Yelich. And I believe that as part of that Ozuna or Yelich type trade, then that will be a conduit to be able to moving potentially a bad contract or two. In order to take one of those two guys, you'll probably have to take back Junichi Tozawa or Martin Prado or maybe potentially Brad Ziegler. Like what? Like that's the way that they're going to be able to move some of those bad deals. And by the way, I like Brad Ziegler, but in order for them to be able to do that, that's what's going to have to happen.
Wow. So
that's a lot.
Derek Jeter's, he's in a tough boat. I agree. We've been getting on Jeter a little bit because I don't know if they made some great PR moves here recently, and everything they said they've done, we haven't seen anything yet. But I look at this whole thing. They want to be competitive, but they want to cut back the payroll. How are you going to be competitive, because this is the words from Jeter, when you get rid of potentially two of your three outfielders and some of your best players in the infield?
Yeah, they don't want to be competitive this year. They don't want to be. I mean,
well, they can't say that, though.
Well, I think, of course not. I mean, they're buying the team. I mean, they're a new owner. How are they going to come in and say, we want to stink?
Come see us in a couple of years. That's not good. Yeah, that's
no, but they have to. This is the way it has to be done. I mean, this is how you get the first pick in the draft. This is how you get Trout. This is how you get Harper. This is how you get Chris Bryant. You don't have the 10th pick in the draft. You have the first. You have the first pick in the draft in the first round, the first pick in the draft in the second, and the third, and the fourth. And this is what needs to be done. It's not popular. It's not what anybody wants to hear, but it's true. In terms of Jeter, as far as PR goes, the only thing so far that bothered me was them firing Rich Walsh. That was the only thing to me that hurt, because I like Rich. I thought he did a really good job, and I thought the fact that Fox Sports came out and they said it was their deal, we all know that's nonsense. I mean, so that basically means Fox Sports could call O.J. Simpson and have him be the broadcaster, and the Marlins would say yes? I don't think so. I mean, this was a Marlins decision.
I would watch.
But the other situation with the other guys, like the emeritus type guys that they let go, I'm good friends with Hawk, with Andre Dawson, and I know Tony Perez. And obviously Jeff Conine is one of the most charitable guys we've ever seen here in South Florida, Jack McKeon. But the reality is if we're talking about on the field, it makes no difference. Maybe it could have been handled a little bit different, for sure. But, to me, this is all about at this stage. We've seen so much off the field through the years with the previous ownership. I don't care anymore. Just want to see what's going to happen on the field and, poised to see what's going to happen in the next couple of years.
Craig, I'm no genius, but I am the pitching expert here on the show. Isn't the pitching staff the problem with the Marlins?
Yeah, they have none, and they're not going to have any going into this year. So any trade that they're going to make is going to get back, I would think, a pitcher or two that in a couple of years can compete, and it shouldn't be somebody for this year. What they'll probably do is go out and get a couple of what we would call innings eaters in baseball, guys that will just make it easier on some of the younger kids in the back end of the rotation. I think Dan Straley will be traded also. So it will be more or less a team that when the predictions come out, it'll be a team that's probably predicted to lose 100 games, and maybe that'll even be the case the following year. But I can tell you, and Joe, I can tell you personally, if you ever have an opportunity to speak or meet with their new farm system director, who I believe at one point is going to be running this team, his name is Gary Denbo. He came over from the Yankees. I have heard more positive things about anyone than I've heard in the last 15 years in the organization. And he talks to you. He'll tell you what's going on. There is a path. There is a plan. And I believe if you're a Marlins fan, it may not be popular and easy right now, but you have to have confidence in this man joining the franchise, no question about it.
Let me ask you this one, and this is not a shot. I know Zach's going to think I'm taking a shot. How did Mike Hill keep his job? What did he do?
That's a shot.
Dead serious. In the middle of, the minor league system being in, does he just say, these are all the owner's decisions, I was just doing what I'm told?
I think that's fair. Mike Hill's the president of the team. How can he be the president of the team and not be able to make the decisions? Mike's a friend of mine, too. I would tell you that this year the
president... Everybody likes Mike Hill, though,
yeah,
Craig.
He's
the nicest guy in the world. I agree.
He'll never tell you anything on the radio, but he's the nicest guy in the world. But the pressure is on him now, because at this point, the excuse of him saying, which was a valid excuse, by the way, of saying every time I wanted to do something... I would be trumped by the previous ownership with David Sampson and Jeffrey Lurie. I mean, that's out the window now. Like, they're going to be allowing him to make some decisions. But for Mike, and I hope things go well for him, inevitably Gary Denbo is going to be the main decision maker with the Marlins in short order, year or two, whatever the case may be. He's done a phenomenal. The Yankees one game away from the World Series with all young kids. I mean, this is what I want to see.
Yeah. But you're right. We got to do what the Astros and the Cubs did. We've got to take that route before we start worrying about
the chin for 3 years before you're going to be good.
We got to just get some. We got to get our own guys. We got to hit on some. We got to find a Bryce Harper. We got to get some guys like that. I'm with you. They got to be our first round pick. We got to get some good years out of them without having to pay them $25 million.
So the new motto for the Marlins: see you in 5 years.
No,
no,
not five, right, Craig?
No. Well, I mean, look. Let's put it this way. No matter what the Marlins
might be
do this
dead.
Year, can we agree that they're not beating the Nationals this year, right? Like, there's no
Like in a series or what
in
do you
anything,
mean?
In anything.
Okay. You're a jerk. Don't listen to this guy.
There's no point, okay? They're not going to beat Washington. Now, Harper's going to go, right? He'll probably go somewhere else in a couple of years. So let's talk in 2 years. Let's see where things are at, but you have to give this 2018 a complete mulligan. You have to do it.
Ugh.
I mean, they have these contracts. They cannot move Wei-Yin Chen. They can't do it. He's going to make almost as much as Stanton next year.
Yeah.
Like, they can't do it.
You can't by accident, like, throw him in the Stanton trade and be like, oops.
They can't move Volquez. He's out for the year making $13 million.
Oof.
He's out for the year. I mean, they can't do it. These are bad deals.
Yep.
They have to trade Stanton. It's painful. I know no one wants to hear it. And it's unpopular, and it stinks, but it's the reality of what we're doing here. You know what hurt the Marlins is if there was a salary cap like football, we'd be in better shape.
Yeah,
but they didn't. They
right.
just said, "Oh, let's just throw money at everybody and see what happens."
By the way, text machine's on fire, and they want O.J. Simpson to call the Marlins games next year. Just letting you know that, Craig. You brought up an idea.
That's all Zach's guys that do too many drugs are all calling in about O.J. Hey, let me ask you, where do you think Giancarlo Stanton ends up?
I know you wanted me to say San Francisco, right?
I do. Yes, that's
where I think. That's where I think. I think he's gonna end up there. He would have to agree. He hasn't yet. From what I was told, those aren't the two teams that are on the list of teams that he would go to. But I think the Dodgers. I don't think they're gonna let this. I don't know how baseball gets involved in this. I cannot see them this trade destroying the winter meetings. Like, there's nothing happening because everyone's waiting on this. I think it's gonna happen soon. And, maybe I'll be wrong on this, but he's waiting for the Dodgers. I don't think they can pull it off because the Marlins would have to take some contract back in return, like real big contracts, and then they'd have to move those contracts.
That's right.
Stanton, they'll figure something out. Stanton should just say to himself, I'll go to San Francisco. I can opt out in 3 years if it's a complete disaster. I have that in my back pocket. Or St. Louis, by the way, great baseball town, too. A better shot to win there. I think he should just take one of those two deals. Play there for 3 years and then go wherever he wants.
You think there's any chance Giancarlo says, I don't want to go anywhere now? I'm staying here?
No, he's not coming back here. It's over. Move on.
Okay.
Not happening.
I agree. He's seen what the crap show is
going to
look
saying.
Like.
No it's way. In his hands. It's not in Jeter's hands.
Hey, I don't hate on him for this contract, by the way.
No.
And not anybody wouldn't take that 13-year
deal. Crazy not to take it.
For that amount of money. Craig, thank you, man. Appreciate you coming on. Keep the tweets coming in, man. If you get lonely, you call me.
All right, guys. And again, congrats, Zach, on everything.
Thank you very much, Craig. I appreciate it, brother.
See you, Craig.
Okay, guys. Okay, see you later.
Craig Mish, National Sports Radio host for SiriusXM.
All right, so Stanton's gone.
Yeah, he was gone before. What do you act like? It was like he was going to come back because he wants to party in Miami?
He's got a great place. He just bought a nice place.
Well, he can keep it. I don't know if you know. But there's athletes that are playing all over in every sport that all have places down here in the offseason.
I want Stan to say, no, I'm not going anywhere. Build a team around me.
You want what?
Yeah.
I want him to say no. Get out of here.
I'm being serious.
Get out of here. You just say stuff.
Stick it to these guys. I'm not going anywhere. I want to go to the Dodgers. If you don't want me to go, if you can't work out a deal with the Dodgers, I'm a Marlin. That's it.
You know what they already told him, right?
That we're going to have crappy players around you.
That fun outfield you just played with the last couple years, Yelich and Ozuna are gone. They won't be here. There's a good chance, even if you're gone, they're going to be gone.
How about, remember the Barry Bonds treatment years ago?
You know what? You're getting sued. We got to go. We got to go to a break here. We are super late.
O.J. Simpson is a good choice for broadcaster. I would vote for that. He's not a one or five, but he's somewhere in the middle.
The good news is O.J. never played baseball.
And I don't think he's even allowed in the state.
No, so I don't think he – I think he can come to the state.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, I think it's Naples he's going to. Hey, we got to take a break, man. We got Omar Kelly going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We're going to figure out what is going on with the Miami Dolphins. Who are these men? We'll have all that for you. Hey, welcome back. Hey, Zach, totally off sports for just a second here.
Oh, it's like half the show. Perfect.
Before we get to Omar Kelly. No, no, no. We zone in on sports most of the time. So I was at, and I've only been there a couple times in my whole life. Last night, this Indian Creek.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
You been there?
It's very impressive.
You have been there.
Yeah, I have. Very impressive.
Like a lot of people, I've been there unless you know somebody.
No, you're going to an event. Oh, you're not just going there.
I've never been invited, actually. Yeah. I've never been invited to anybody's home. I've just been to Dan Marino's charity event the last couple years, and it's been there. Coach Shula lives there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's exclusive.
Norman Braman lives there.
Yeah, it's exclusive.
Julio Iglesias lives there, you know, to all the girls I've loved before that have been in and out to my door. That guy. Mm. And so I was just there, and I was taking pictures. Like, it was, like, right on the friggin' water there. And I've been to Star Island.
Uh-huh.
I have been out there.
Yeah,
and again,
nice
I wasn't
too.
Invited. I just went for a quick tour, and I was like, God, this place is, you know, and a lot of—
I think Indian Creek, if I'm not mistaken, that is where years and years ago, remember when my famous story about A-Rod's poker tournament?
Was there?
I think it was at somebody's house in Indian Creek. It was a humongous mansion in Indian Creek.
There's only a couple of homes there. There ain't a whole bunch. Yeah. They got a friggin' golf course. Star Island and Indian Creek, if you can name anything that can beat either one of those areas,
it's tough. No, it's
for
tough.
Water, and then you throw in a friggin' golf course.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's exclusive and it's nice. And you're not just getting in there.
So
you need an invite.
Wow.
Especially
that,
us.
That was a little different experience right there, man. That's
it's nice.
A little way out of the pay category right there. That thing was.
You didn't see Norman Braman and say hi?
I didn't see because I did a long time ago. I had to do a story with Norman Braman when he was blocking all the stuff and all the things were going on with he in the stadium.
I remember.
And the ballpark.
I remember.
Which a lot of people think he was right about.
I probably was.
I couldn't get in to see him. Like, I got blocked.
Oh, I believe
so
that.
I had to call him on the phone.
Yeah, that.
Like, he talk on the phone, but you ain't coming in to.
Mm-mm.
So.
You here at the front door? Just stay there.
I gotta tell you, that place was.
No, it's really nice. Indian. I mean, we have some really nice places down here in South Florida. That's
Indian
one of them.
Creek, jeez. Star Island. Is there any other places with those two? There must be.
I mean, figuring
between here and Palm Beach, there must be.
Well, I mean, you want to head up to Jupiter?
Oh no, Jupiter's a different.
We can go to Tigers Development.
Yeah, no, those places.
Where there's a security gate, and then there's another security gate before you get
to
that one
street. Water with the golf course?
Yeah, it's nice.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Listen, you got cash, man. If you got cash, you can find the place.
That was a great event, by the way, last night, too, man. He met a bunch of really, really nice people last night. And it's nice to say that.
You spend any money?
I did spend some money last night.
You buy us anything?
No.
Why not?
Because I never get it. Last time I got liquored up, you said I got stuff in back of your car. You never gave it to me.
You took the Ajayi jersey.
I don't think I took it.
That's what happens when I drop you off and you drink too much.
That's correct. I did drink too much, but
I was your Uber. I was Uber that night.
And I do appreciate you giving me a ride home after.
I drove you all night.
Did drink
I was a damn taxi driver.
We got Omar Kelly coming up.
Not a taxi driver.
No. But
Miami covers Miami Dolphins for the Sunset.
We got a lot to talk about with Omar with the Miami Dolphins.
Still blaming me for the Ajayi jersey. I can't believe it. You're getting older and you're drinking.
Like the last three events where I go buy stuff, and by the time I get home, I can't.
Hollywood is the one that gets you. Hollywood literally bids on everything for you and then says it's for Leon, and then you suck it up. Oh, the little kid. Yeah, I'll give it to him.
Well, he hits me. He works the Leon.
I know.
He's bad about that.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.